This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Well, as you may have figured out, we had a power problem here at National Public Radio's offices at 635 Massachusetts Avenue, and all of our studio equipment just went kablooey. That's the official technical term, kablooey, and all of the broadcast equipment in our studio suddenly didn't work. Well, they've managed to repair the problem, so we're going to continue broadcasting, and we thank you for the patience. As cell phones continue to become cheaper, smaller, and easier to use, more and more people are less dependent on their home phone, and in some cases, they're cutting the cord, going all wireless all the time. Yesterday, the Federal Communications Commission made the transfer from landline to no line even easier. The FCC ruled that consumers can disconnect their home phone line and move that number to a cell phone, allowing consumers to go all wireless without getting a new number. So the number which has been on your business card and in your friend's address book for years can still be yours even if you move across the country. So what about you? Are you ready to give up your old landline telephone and go all wireless and keep that old number? Or did you do it already? You can call us on your home or cell phone at 1-800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or if you've given up on landlines altogether, you can call us, email us rather, at totn@npr.org. Yuki Noguchi covers telecommunications for The Washington Post, and she joins us from the studios at The Washington Post. And good to join us on Talk of the Nation.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
What makes this ruling new? Couldn't you transfer your phone number in the past?
Right. Right now, it's only possible to move your phone number to a new home address a couple of blocks away, essentially, or say down the block, within a fairly restricted geographic area, and these are only landline to landline transfers. So the rules yesterday will, for the first time, allow customers to take their home number and transfer it to a cell phone, as you said.
And there's as you mentioned, there are rules. There's another rule that will then allow you to move that number to another phone company. If you decide to change service, you won't have to change the number again.
Right, that's correct. The bulk of the transfers, what analysts anticipate anyway, is that consumers will use the November 24 rules to switch between wireless carriers. So say if your number is, 703-555-1212, you'll be able to take that between AT&T or wireless, Singular Wireless or whatever wireless carrier you want.
Mm-hmm. So what is the effect? I mean, whose ox has been gored in these rule changes?
Well, yesterday's rules really affect the local telephone companies because for a century, they've had pretty much a lock on customers who haven't had much choice for dial tone. But they have competition now, both in the form of landline competition and also this phenomenon of cutting the cord, as people say, which is about 5% of people, who just use their cell phones have canceled their landlines altogether.
We're speaking with Yuki Noguchi of the Washington Post about changes in telecommunications policy that were announced by the Federal Communications Commission yesterday that would make it more easy if you decided to drop your old landline in your house and go all wireless. Some people like to do that. Some people are a little frightened of it. Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, and our email address is totn@npr.org. And let's get a call in. This is John, who's with us from Pueblo, Colorado.
Yes, I have a question about how will people find us if we move from landlines to cell phones when all the phone books are produced by the landline company?
Ah, so would your name still and number still be listed in the phone book?
Correct.
That's actually a really good question. The wireless industry is actually working on creating a dial-in directory, sort of a 411 for wireless numbers, and you can choose to be listed on that, and that starts next year sometime. So you will be able to be listed on that. I think it's probably up to you whether you want to keep your home phone listed. If it's currently listed in the white pages, it'd probably stay there.
And so it would stay there with your number, even if the local phone company isn't handling
Correct.
Your service anymore.
Right. Well, I think one of the things that's that some people are saying they don't want to take their landline with them. One of the reasons that they're citing anyway is that the telemarketers would follow them as well.
That's another good reason.
Right.
There's another question of a lot of people now use these internet services to look up people's phone numbers. Do they list cell phones or just home phones?
Internet. I'm sorry. The Google searches
or
and
a
like
switchboard
that?
Or wherever those numbers, those services are.
Right. There's still some debate in the industry as to whether wireless phones should be listed in the directory. There's, as you can imagine, consumers feel both ways about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if basically what will happen is when you switch your landline phone, your home phone, to a cell phone number, all the mechanisms will stay in place. The simple difference will be that your cell phone will ring as opposed to your home phone.
So, John, I guess the answer to the question is we don't know yet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for the call. Let's go to Ron, and Ron joins us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Neil. Congratulations on getting back on the air, first of all.
Well, I had nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm calling from a cell phone here in Portland, Oregon, and one of the limiting factors that made me have to go back to having a landline was that I didn't know this, but I can't get collect calls on my cell phone, and when I called my provider, I was told that, no, that that's actually the case most everywhere, that because they haven't worked out billing arrangements for collect calls, and for my case, I had a friend traveling across country, and I was going to meet him. And I couldn't get it. I wondered why he wasn't calling, because he couldn't get through, because I couldn't take the collect call.
Ah, so Yuki Noguchi, mm-hmm. There's another reason you might want to hang on to that home phone.
Right. Actually, there's several reasons why you might hang on to your home phone. That's I guess, a good reason. I hadn't heard that one before. But the biggest reason is that, you know, cell phone service is still less reliable than your wireline. Also, I mean, customers who get dial-up or high-speed DSL service over their home phone may want to hold on to that number unless they're willing to switch to cable modem service or satellite service for their internet service. Another thing that's been brought up is, for example, Neil, you're well aware that there's blackouts from time to time.
No.
That can That's right. And so if that happens and your cell phone isn't charged, you may be left without phone service, whereas your local phone has a backup power source.
If you have one of those dial phones, those old-fashioned phones, the
right.
ones you pick up and wander around the house with, those are no good to you at all.
Right, that's correct. The portable cordless phones also go out if your power goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is actually 911 calls. If you make a 911 call from your cell phone, they're working on technology that will allow them to pinpoint where you are. But as you know, if you make a 911 call from your home phone, they have the address pop up with the emergency operator's screen. So that is still considered more accurate and maybe one of the reasons why people may hang on to their local phones.
So, Ron, have you ever regretted hanging on to your old home phone?
Well, actually, I'm really glad that I was able to get my old number back. But I guess the important thing for our listeners is you check out, ask questions, because in the case of my local service provider, when I asked that down at the store where I got the phone, they didn't even know I couldn't get collect calls. But as it turns out, nobody on we have three primary cell phone providers here in my area, and none of them allow collect calls, and yet none of the reps knew that. So I suggest highly before you go and take that leap of going completely wireless that you check out what you can and can't get.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much for the advice.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yuki Noguchi, the other thing I wanted to ask you is if you had, say you live in Manhattan, New York, and your number is 212-555-1212, and you switch it to your cell phone and you still have that 212 number, which is nice, a lot of people like it, and then you move to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a 212 number? You have to change your area code?
No, you don't. I mean, that's your preference. Obviously, if you move to Los Angeles and other people that your neighbors have to dial a long-distance call, you may be causing them some headache. But no, I mean, it happens now. You know, people move between cities and they keep their Boston cell phone numbers when they move to D.C. or their D.C. cell phone numbers when they move to Los Angeles. That's still the same. One of the issues here is that if for some reason your local phone company finds out that you are moving to Los Angeles, then they're not somehow required to give you your landline phone number. I mean, these requirements apply to when they must port your number.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell them overtly, I'm moving to Los Angeles and I want to take my home number with me, they're not required to give you that phone number.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go now to Sheila, and Sheila's with us from Berkeley, California.
Hi. I just wanted to say that we've gone wireless, I don't know, about 3 years ago, and the biggest advantage for us is no telemarketer calls. I'm amazed when I'm over at people's houses the number of times the telemarketers call all the time.
Yes.
In spite of the do not call list.
Well, she may not have had a regular phone since the do not call list went into effect. Sheila, have your friends noticed any change since the do not call list went into effect?
No, and my family is in Atlanta and we're out in San Francisco, and they really haven't noticed any change at all. They still get, you know, 6, 7, 8 calls an evening.
I have to say, Sheila, I'm just one person who lives in a suburb in Maryland, but I've really noticed a difference since the do not call list went into effect.
Oh, okay. But for us, you know, it's been 3 years and we haven't received one telemarketer call. And the convenience of being able, you know, to call or to have your phone on you whenever you need to. You don't have to worry about being home or, you know, oh, call me on my cell or call me on this number or that number.
Yeah. So. But think of all those timeshares you may have missed out on. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Sheila, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go now to Abigail, who's with us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Abigail.
Well, I just wanted one thing. I cut the cord recently, actually, and I had a problem. I wanted to get a credit card, and they need to verify your address. They need a landline number that is connected to your home address. And so I couldn't get this credit card because I only had a cell phone.
Yuki Noguchi, it sounds as if that's new to you.
You know, I've never heard that people have been rejected for credit cards and things like that for having a cell phone number. I mean, one thing to be aware of is that is, of course, how the telemarketers typically get your number is when you sign off on a warranty and list your cell phone number or apply for credit cards. So, you know, that's what I've heard. I have never heard of anyone getting rejected because all they had was a cell phone number.
Well,
imagine that will change.
A lot of the time it may change as technology changes, but you call into somebody and they say, well, we just want to verify your address. And because they've got your address from the phone number, and they're hoping you give them the same address so that they can verify you're the person who actually owns the credit card. No, it didn't just lift it out of somebody's wallet.
Right. I mean, this is one of the sort of sea changes about this rule is that, you know, increasingly people are relying on wireless, and that comes with all kinds of social changes like the ones that the caller just pointed out.
Abigail, thanks very much.
All right,
thanks. Bye-bye. And see if we get one more caller in. Maybe might get two. Scott's with us from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hi.
Thanks
for taking my call.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been wireless for 3 years now, and just wanted to say that the biggest problem I had and the warning I would send out to anybody considering it would be to be ready for some large phone bills until you get it figured out exactly how many minutes you need when you're using it as your primary phone.
Aha. It's more expensive then.
Oh, certainly. I've had a couple of months of, you know, over $100 of cell phone charges.
Yeah.
And I'm on a plan now that I've had a good 6 month run where it's just been the basic charge, but for a while.
I take it if you're complaining about a $100 charge, you do not have children.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I'm a single male and it's my only phone.
I would say that you're probably one of the exceptions. I mean, a lot of people say that they save at least $40 or so on their local phone, and that actually, since cell phone rates are dropping, as long as you find the right plan, that on balance people are saving money off of this. But I guess there's that. You know, you probably use it more than you expect. So.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get Andrew in. He's in Oklahoma City. We just have a few seconds, Andrew.
We were looking at switching over to a cable telephone, and we decided not to do that because between ice storms and tornadoes that when whole sections of the city get their power knocked out, we have a cell phone, but it becomes totally useless in case of, you know, medical emergencies or fire or something like that. I've got one of the old, telephones. We call it the storm phone, and we plug it in whenever the power goes out, and because of that, we've not opted to get rid of our landline.
Okay. Andrew, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for the call. Of course, when he says plug it into the telephone circuit, obviously the power was down. And Yuki Noguchi, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Obviously a complicated issue. We'll continue to figure out the social implications as more and more people cut the cord. Yuki Noguchi is a Washington Post telecommunications reporter speaking to us from the offices of the Washington Post. In Washington, D.C., I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.